Thank you very much, Tanya. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the IRTPC call on the 5th of June 2012. On the call today, we have Barbara Knight, Michael Connor, James Bodell, Kevin Erdman, Bob Mountain, Rob Golding, Matt Sterling, Hager the Fellow, and Avi Dole will be joining us shortly. We have apologies from Simonetta Batayga, Chris Chaplow, Michaela Nalen, and Paul Diaz. From staff, we have Mirka Koenigs and myself, Natalie Perrigan. I would like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thank you, Natalie. Good morning, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the call for June 5th, 2012. And as per our tradition, if anyone has any updates to their statement of interest, please indicate so by raising their hand or speaking up now. And then if anyone has any updates or edits to the proposed agenda, which is listed in the right-hand column of the Adobe chat room and was also circulated on the mailing list yesterday, please raise your hand now. Okay, excellent. We will consider that agenda accepted, and we'll move on with that. So the first item of business is, as everyone is hopefully aware, we saw a flurry of edits since our last call to the initial report, which I'm going to put Marika on the spot here a little bit and ask, was this published in time for the deadline yesterday? I assume it was.
Yes, this is Marika. It went out on time, and I did send it as well, the link to the announcement as well as the public comment forum to the mailing list yesterday, and I also submitted it to the GNSO Council.
Excellent. Thank you. And that comment period has been begun, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Well, I'm just confirming these things because I'm never sure what, well, I have a hard time keeping my issues straight. Maybe it's just me. So that then I would say I think the first step is thank you, Marika, and congratulations to the team on reaching this important milestone. I'm sure that the material contained in our initial report will generate significant discussion both in Prague and in the comments forum, and hopefully will also stir up some interesting threads and blog posts and media coverage outside of the official ICANN channels as well. So congrats, everyone. I think that this was an excellent team effort. I think we spread the burden around fairly equitably, and everybody pitched in, I think, to make this happen in relatively short order. I mean, if you look at traditional PDP calendars. So so great work. Thanks, everyone. And thanks, Marika, of course, who, as always, did a lot of the heavy lifting. Okay, so then that leaves some open questions here, which are item number three on the agenda, three and four, and I'm just kind of skipping around initially. But the first one is that we have logistical planning for our meeting in Prague, which I believe, and I just did my schedule yesterday and I lost it, I think it's on a Wednesday. So we can talk a little bit about the format of that meeting, how we are going to reach out to the community to gin up interest and attendance and participation in the workshop section of that. We certainly, I think, had some very engaged attendees in Costa Rica, although the audience was very small, and then talk a little bit about the meetings and the work effort that we'll be doing between now and Prague. We actually have two other calls scheduled next Tuesday and the following Tuesday, and I think that the question on the table that Avery and Marika and I were discussing was whether or not we should just go ahead and give the working group those days off as everyone prepares their travel, and certainly other groups are also struggling to hit deadlines. So those are the topics we'd love to cover today. Marika, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Marika. There was one item as well on the agenda, item two, that I just wanted to raise with people, because you know, apart from the announcement that has gone out from the ICANN website and is being posted like on the homepage, you know, if people have any other places where they would like to post, you know, a link to the public comment forum or any other, you know, parties we should send this out to. You know, people might want to make suggestions. I'm happy to do so, but I know some of you write, you know, blog posts on a regular basis. If there's anywhere else you want to post, you know, feel free to forward to make sure that we get as much input as we can.
Agree. That's a good idea, and certainly we can leverage Mr. Michele Nalon, who is, has apologies today, is a very prolific blogger on all topics ICANN. We can get that out to him. We can also reach out to some of the industry bloggers that we know follow these topics very closely. I am speaking at an event on Thursday where we are going to just go over some of the current issues and activities within ICANN, and I will definitely cite this report and link it to that crowd. So I think, yeah, anyone who, whether it's a formal effort or whether we just informally ask all of our members to use their normal channels for promotion and outreach to raise awareness of this report, I think that's a good idea. Bob?
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Yeah, this is Bob. I was going to, you know, we know pretty well some of the Domainer blogs, and so I'm happy to forward this to them and see if they will pick it up. At least one of them attends the ICANN meetings. So he'd probably be much more inclined and potentially even attend the meeting. So,
right, excellent. Okay, so maybe just a general call to the mailing list to encourage folks to announce this report either on their social media or their whatever their industry channels are. And I'll go ahead and send that out today and just... ask for folks to help raise awareness of this report. Any other thoughts on that subject? We can move on to discussion of our meeting in Prague. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. James, when you send that out, could you just send whatever external facing links that we would then use to someone who writes a blog, just so we're accurate on what we're looking for.
Yeah, I'll probably link directly to the ICANN comments announcement and forum, which should contain the document as well as instructions and timelines for feedback. Were you thinking of something else, Bob?
No, that's what I was thinking. Like, if we're going to ask, you know, the domains to publish this, you know, what would we want them to publish? So just to make sure we have the appropriate links that we're going to ask them to put in there, or verbiage or whatever. It's just, you know, some way to kind of package it up. So.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. And then, of course, you know, if you have someone that you want to specifically direct it to, you can always forward that email and point them in that direction as well. I think if we get this in front of Michele, we should expect numerous pickups. That's just my personal feeling. Okay, great. The next item was talking a little bit about our meeting in Prague. And Marika, correct me if I'm wrong, and again, I'm working from memory and I've got way too many browser windows open right at the moment, but I think there was a schedule from 9 to 11 on Wednesday in Prague is our session?
Yes, this is Marika. I've actually posted a link in the chat window. So if you go there, you see the meeting details and the location of, you know, where the meeting's taking place. It's correct. It's from 9 to 11 that it's scheduled for. As you can see as well, there is already a general description there just, you know, that we had to put in when we requested this meeting, which is a couple of weeks ago. But if you can also see, there's actually a link below there, which is agenda details, and that takes you to a wiki page that still needs to be completed. So the idea would be that, you know, hopefully we can discuss today how the meeting should look, and we can actually, you know, complete this page by providing a more concrete agenda of what is going to be discussed and, you know, what time frames we're going to allocate to the different topics.
Okay, and I'm listening to you and scanning over that currently. So we're not really drawing a we're talking about this as an update with a workshop. So this is going to be structured differently than our session in Costa Rica, which was a face-to-face meeting with an open section for Q&A. So this one will be more focused on reaction to presentation of the draft initial report, or the initial report, and then reaction to that. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. I think the idea would be indeed to explain to people what is in the report, and you know, depending on the audience, you know, give more or less details, and hopefully indeed engage in some discussion and get people to ask questions. But I think most importantly, to encourage people to, you know, submit their comments as part of the public comment forum.
Okay. So the task then falls, I think, to the membership of the working group, and since we have a couple of weeks off, I would ask everyone to maybe take a swing at this. What can we do to drum up attendance and engagement in this session? And that could be in person, that could be through the remote participation facilities, or even if someone wanted to submit a comment in advance to the comments board, we could certainly skim through that and take a look at that during this session. I know that in ICANN culture, most people submit comments the day that the comment form is closing, but if we can get some early comments in there, we can take a look at that. I see a queue, so I'll go to Aubrey.
Yeah, just quick, and sorry I was late, and I may have already missed this. I think one of the essential points to get across there is to make sure that everybody understands those places where there are still questions, there are still, you know, strong support or support for various points of view. And so to make sure that those get explained with both sides of the issues being well explained and the gathering and requesting of input on those things. I think those are things. We have to explain it all, but I think we really have to highlight those areas that still need work. Thanks.
Audrey, that's an excellent point. I put myself in the queue to kind of build on that. Marika, is there any way that we can identify those open questions that we targeted during our initial report and perhaps include that in the description of the session? I see there we have the charter questions listed there, but perhaps if we had a bullet list of the top 3, 4, or 5 items that we're looking for community feedback on, that might help drum up attendance as well.
This is Marika. Some of those questions were also included in the public comment forum. I tried to tease them out from the initial report, and that is the kind of information we can indeed include in the wiki page where, you know, we can still add and change things. I mean, the description that is there was a general description we needed to provide.
Right.
As I said, a couple of weeks ago, so that's a bit more difficult to change. But on the agenda, that's where we have the flexibility to describe and, you know, indicate which questions we're trying to address. And what I can do, you know, for the working group as well to review is prepare a presentation and providing an overview of the different, you know, recommendations that are in the report, but also highlighting in there the questions that, you know, we're still looking for input on, and maybe that can serve as a tool as well to get everyone to provide input and make sure that we haven't missed anything.
I think that's a great idea, and thanks for suggesting that up. Then the second step would be to engage in some sort of formal outreach to various stakeholder groups and constituencies within GNSO and even outside the GNSO within ICANN. I can mention that I will specifically get this topic onto the agenda of the Registrar Stakeholder Group meeting on Tuesday, and I will ask interested parties to attend that session. I will direct them to that workshop on Wednesday. Can we get some volunteers for folks in other stakeholder groups and constituencies to do something similar? Marika, that's a new hand. It looks like Avery is saying check mark. Mikey.
Go ahead,
Marika.
Yeah, this is Marika. I'm a hand raised as well because we're normally invited as well to come to present to the registrar stakeholder group to talk about what issues are being discussed in the GNSO, and I'll definitely highlight it as well as part of my presentation. And I'm also happy, you know, if any of the other constituencies or stakeholder group want to have an overview or you know, some kind of participation from policy staff, I'm more than happy to participate in that as well. So you can just let me know, and of course, you know, if others are volunteering, that's even better.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that the more the better we can gang up on the whole community this way. Mikey, was that a hand or just volunteering to take this back to the ISPs?
Yeah, it's on our agenda.
Excellent. Thank you. I think if we could get someone from the BC or IPC to do the same, that would be excellent as well. Maybe I'll just include that as part of the outreach message. that I send to the list. I'll just ask for more volunteers because I know there are quite a few missing from today's call. Okay. Any other thoughts on the meeting in Prague, what we should be doing, how it should be structured, what we should be talking about?
This is Marika. Maybe one more thing might be, you know, if we can write a kind of invitation up and then maybe send it out to some of the groups as well to encourage them to come to the meeting. Once we've indeed have identified the questions, you know, we might also want to consider just sending it out to at least a, you know, GNSO stakeholder group and constituencies. Maybe the CCNSO, as some of them, you know, might have an interest in seeing how those discussions followed from the meeting we had with them in Costa Rica. So maybe that's another way as well to do some outreach and really make sure that we have some people in the room, because there are a lot of competing meetings at the same time going on, so we might
right.
need to make, do some promotion.
Well, that's always the key, right? To when we start competing with eyeballs, it's like cable television over there. Everybody can change the channel very easily. Rita, can you send to me or to the list the list of open questions?
Yes, it doesn't work. I'll pull those from the document, and I can send that to the list, and then people
okay.
can add to it.
And then, yeah, we can maybe as a group agree on what we think the priority of open questions are, and we can send those around. We can try to get those included in the description, although I know that once ICANN publishes a schedule, they are not really interested in changing that. And then, you know, we'll just continue to promote this and convince everyone how exciting this will be and how boring some of the sessions occurring at the same time will seem in contrast. Cue now is Aubrey and then Mikey. Aubrey, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I'm not sure if what I'm going to say is a good idea or a bad idea, but in terms of trying to, as you say, drum up an audience, one of the things I think we should look at when we're putting out these lists of where the questions are is within the group, we make a very careful attempt to state the thing in as neutral, consensus-worthy language as possible, being very careful with words and modifiers. When we put it out as a draw, if that is indeed what we're trying to do, I'm not saying we should prejudice it, but we should perhaps put the points out in as stark a way as possible. In as, you know, and not try to, in the question, in the advertising, as it was, put all the nuance, but explain the nuance when we've got people captive in the room.
I think I understood that, Aubrey. Maybe I'll recommend that once we, once Marika sends around the list of open questions, everyone will just take a swing at editing that and make sure that it meets their satisfaction and that it serves the intended purpose. And we certainly won't share it or distribute it or publish it until we have agreement on that. And I think if we can get sort of a gentleman's and gentleladies agreement that any personal outreach would also attempt or make every effort to neutralize some of those things and not steer participation in one direction or another, I think that would probably also be good. So I think it's a good idea, unless I misunderstood what you were proposing.
I think what you said was the opposite.
Okay.
What I was trying to say is that if you're trying to draw people in, while we explain the nuance of an issue in the meeting, we don't have to put the nuance of the issue in the advertising, in the headline.
Okay, so in the headlines...
And the headline could be the issue in its startling form, the most
okay.
interesting form, and that. Because if you try to put the nuance in the advertising, you put people to sleep before they even get to the meeting.
Right. No. So short and sweet?
Yeah.
Is that... Okay.
Pithy.
Okay. 50 as like we're as I'm not being now. So okay, understood.
Or me, ever.
As I can't. Okay, thanks, Mikey.
Yeah, I had an idea that may just build on this. You know, at least in some of the other working groups I'm working with, we're going to put together a slide deck for the updates that are then available for people who are going into their constituency. Are we planning to do that for this one? Because that might be a way to sort of do some of the stuff that Aubrey's talking about. You know, you could get some sort of provocative headline bullets at the front and then build in the details in the back, and because I think people's levels of understanding and participation in these is somewhat uneven, and it's a way to help get a more consistent message out to the broader community. So I didn't know whether there was going to be a slide deck, an update deck, prepared for this one or not, but that might be something to consider.
Well, I think, and I just closed my Adobe Connect window like a goofball, so give me a moment to get back into that. I think that we typically have a slide deck highlighting the the executive summary, the overview, the deliberations, and the recommendations as part of the update to GNSO Council. So we could certainly perhaps share that on the list. Marika, is that something that, I mean, I assume we have to prepare that anyway, correct?
Yes, and this is Marika. As I suggested before, I'm happy to put together a slide deck that can be used for the council update, but possibly also with maybe some small modifications to the workshop, because I guess there we might want to have a more extensive discussion than the council update possibly. So I'm happy to prepare that and share that with the list so people can provide feedback and indicate what further information needs to be added for the workshop, or what less information should be there for the council update, so we can fine-tune that, and then of course people can use that as well for any updates they want to provide to stakeholder groups or constituencies.
Okay, thank you. Mikey, would something like that be acceptable?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks.
Okay, excellent. Okay, any other thoughts before we move on to the last item on our agenda here? MTQ. Excellent. So the proposal on the table is that, and we have obviously have a couple of takeaways from this meeting, but the proposal on the table here is that we would go ahead and cancel the meetings for the next 2 weeks, and that the next time this group would convene outside of the mailing list would be in Prague on Wednesday. Can we just get maybe a show of hands or a show of green tick marks if that's acceptable to anyone, or can anyone please, if you put a red X, you're going to have to indicate what you believe should occupy the next 2 weeks. So I see just overwhelming folks are
we have consent.
I think, welcoming the respite from transfer discussions. So I think that sounds like a good approach, and I think that we will certainly have a mountain of work to do for this subject after Prague when we start to sift through the public comments and all the information and feedback collected at the meeting in Prague, and that will drive us to closure of some of these open questions, incorporation of the feedback into our report and deliberations, and then the presentation and starting to draft the final report in time for the next meeting in Toronto. Marika, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Marika. If we can maybe then also discuss when the group would like to restart its deliberations after the Prague meeting, it might be helpful if we can already get it on the record and in people's agendas. And just to note, the public comment period has started yesterday, and the initial period runs until the 4th of July, and then the reply period starts, which then continues till the 25th of July. So I don't know indeed if the group already wants to meet immediately after Prague to discuss what was the feedback received there, and possibly have a look at the comments that have been submitted as part of the initial comment period to see if there's any, because I think the working group can also reply to those comments if it would like to, if it has further questions or it's not clear what people mean. So, or if you want to wait until the public comment period closes and then start up again.
Well, I think that raises an excellent point, actually, because looking at the calendar here quickly, the Prague meeting is officially the 25th to the 28th. Is that correct? Or am I
yes.
off?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so then the next meeting following that would be the 3rd of July, which I see a lot of Americans on the call today. I know a lot of folks are saying, you know, I'm not working that day, and I'm sure a lot of folks are taking a long weekend. So then we start to look at the 10th of July as reconvened. So that's a pretty lengthy hiatus, but I think that if the comment period remains open and, you know, folks are still transiting back from the Czech Republic and, you know, not back necessarily in the office, I think that that's something we need to be mindful of as we schedule the calls, resuming the calls after Prague. So my recommendation would be that our next meeting after Prague would be July 10th, which gives us approximately 4 calls, the 17th, the 24th, the 31st, and then I know that the situation is reversed, and a lot of our European members will start to want to take breaks and such. Things get very, very quiet, and I can circle during the month of August. So I would recommend that perhaps we circulate on the mailing list our work plan that we have to date and take another look at how that shapes up after we return from Prague and what the impact would be of resuming our regularly scheduled meetings on July 10th. Because that's a long break, but yet I really don't know that we're going to get a lot of work accomplished between now and July 10th, outside of course, our fantastically well-attended and lively workshop that we're planning. So I think Mikey's okay with the 10th. Okay, so that's tentatively what we'll put down, and then that'll give folks, I think, ample time to travel and also possibly squeeze in a vacation for those who are staying in Europe or for those who live in Europe or for those who are coming home to you know, to go to barbecues and blow things up. Everybody can enjoy their time off and not think about transfers. Any other items of business that we need to cover in today's call? Or can we just simply proceed with our action items as necessary? Okay, the queue is clear. We have some homework assignments, so I would ask everyone to please keep an eye on the list. And there will be some discussions of not only housekeeping items, but also some efforts to drum up interest in this report and in the workshop. And please encourage everyone to shamelessly self-promote this work. It's an excellent report, I think, on an important topic. And, you know, everyone should be shouting this from the rooftops and sticking this under windshield wipers in the parking lot or whatever you have to do to get folks interested in reading this report and attending that workshop. And we will then proceed directly to the Czech Republic. I will see everyone there, either in person or remotely, and then we will begin to go over the feedback. Hopefully it's very positive and constructive. So thanks for your time today, everyone, and see you in Prague.
Good travels, everyone.